Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 15th, and the whole weekend. Well, some very, very challenging stars this week, but it doesn't mean they need to be bad or will turn out negative. But it does mean that you've got to be on your toes. Today's Sun opposition Uranus means the two most vulnerable areas are your home and family life and work and career. And that means you mustn't do anything where a risk is involved. Stay clear of anything risky. Here's your Sunday stars. Well, Mercury is going to square Pluto in your sign, and there's a full moon in Aries. So I think the trouble with that first aspect, Mercury square Pluto, is that it becomes too deep, too intense, and you need to chill. You need to chill out. In many ways, yesterday was a very chilled aspect, but so much so things could get out of control. And today we have the opposite. It's containment to a degree where caution means that you don't do anything. The full moon in Aries is the key. It's time for change. And that's especially so when it comes to home, family, work, career. Here's your Monday stars. This is a better day. It's a kind of a middle way. Because the last 2 days, I think there's been emotions and feelings and temperaments may have boiled over, or you don't know which way you're going with something and you can't figure things out. Highly psychological. Psychological turmoil in many ways. But today, there is upliftment. And there's upliftment because if you talk to the right people, people who know about certain things, you realise things aren't as black as you painted them. Here's your Tuesday stars. Venus is going to move into Sagittarius now, and that's your 12th house. This is an interesting configuration, this little transit, because what it means is, I think you have feelings for somebody and like a secret admirer, or somebody has feelings for you and it's unrequited. Don't let anyone break your heart, and don't you break anybody else's heart. The way to deal with this Venus aspect is for you to be very honest and sincere with somebody if love is involved. Here's your Wednesday stars, one of the most powerful aspects you will get this year, because it's Mars conjunct Pluto in your sign, and it falls in your first house, and this is so powerful. Psychologically, you can make all the breakthroughs you want, but it can also be self-destructive. And that is why you've got to keep everything on the straight and narrow. Don't abuse your power. Don't try psychological games with other people, but be strong. Be the eagle or the dove that soars, and don't be a snake in the grass. Here's your Thursday stars, because Mercury is going to oppose Uranus today, hot on the heels of that Mars-Pluto. You do need to be very wary that there are people around who may try to trip you up or distract you. Which is why yesterday's aspect, Mars conjunct Pluto, look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in the first house, is a transformation. A transformation of yourself, a transformation with the way you deal your life. Make a promise to yourself that you're not going to do any naughty or negative things ever again. Be whiter than white. Here's your Friday stars, all about relationships today. Not necessarily marvellous or wonderful. You have got to be careful when it comes to somebody who either you share your life with or you even share a confidence with. Because these stars around you now are a little bit, well, suspect. And that's why you need to be very aware that the only people you can trust are those who show you unconditional love and affection.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.